You ever hear of those called anything else, suspenders?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Then at the head of a bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Okay. And there used to be a big thing that went across the bed. You know what I mean? A bigger thing than a pillow that you put your head on, they used to have.
I don't know.
You don't know the name, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bolster. You ever hear it called a bolster?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Do you ever use the phrase, if it went all the way from one side of the bed to the other, would you ever, how would you describe that? It went what?
All the way across.
Would you ever use the phrase maybe slam across for that or jam across? Have you ever heard that from old people, maybe?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Let me see. And sometimes if you go to visit somebody out of town and maybe there's a bunch of kids along with the family and they don't have enough beds to sleep on the floor, you'd make a what for the kids? Kind of makeshift bed. Would you have any special name for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. And then there's a bunch more farm questions. Probably won't do you any good. But let me see. There's a kind of flat, low land next to a stream. You have a name for that?
No.
Okay. And then what about land, usually like close to the river here, close to the savannah, there's land, and sometimes even back where a creek runs through and there's water standing in it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You call that a...
Swamp.
Okay. And then the stuff hanging from the trees in the swamp, that gray stuff that hangs from the trees.
No.
Okay. And then along the sea, where the water comes in along the sea and they have the grass that grows out there, you call that a marsh?
You've heard the term, but
okay. Let me see. And the dirt around here, most of it's what?
It's mostly clay.
Okay. And what else?
Sand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else that you know of? Okay. Let me see. And if there's a kind of swamp or a marsh or something like that, and they're trying to get the water off of it, you'd say they're doing what?
Draining.
Okay. And the thing they might dig to get the water off, you call that a... This long thing they might dig? No?
Okay.
If you were to go out in the woods somewhere, there's sometimes a kind of deep, narrow valley that's cut by a little stream.
Nope.
Okay. And if there's been a heavy rainfall, the rain's cut out a channel across a road maybe or across a field. You call that place a
rain path.
Okay. Rain path, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a small stream of water in general, you call that a
lake.
Okay. What about if it's let me see, what are some of the names of the local streams around here?
This one out there by me is called Winds of Spring. And it's a few more. One is, it's named after the church again. Oh, Old Storm Branch. There's a stream. And that's all I can think of. It's a lot more about, I don't know the name of them.
Yeah. What about, let me see. You mentioned a branch, and you mentioned, what's the difference between a branch and a stream to you?
It's not much difference, really. Instead of a branch is coming off of a larger body of water, like most branches are coming off the savannah or even one of the lakes that's around Augusta.
Okay. Let me see. If you have, what's the difference between a branch and a creek?
Mm-hmm.